This is the Wednesday, October 15, 2008, regular session of Commissioners Court. This time we will have a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
This morning, item one is public comment, and Mr. John Melvin Dodd would like to speak to us.
I particularly want to address item 12C on this. It says, Kristen Culberson is presiding judge of the Central County Station. I have here a copy of Election Advisory Number 2008-05 that has to do with this. I want to call the court's attention to Section 32.002 of the Texas Election Code and Section 127.005, especially Part E of that, because these relate to the appointment of election judges. I'll point out that a number of years ago, when Texas was a solid Democrat state, the legislature, which was totally controlled by the Democrats, mandated in the election code that election judges in precincts and the any other election judge in the political elections would be appointed by the chairman of the political party whose candidate for governor received more votes than any other gubernatorial candidate in the previous election. Of course, in those days, it was always the Democratic candidate for governor in almost every county in the state of Texas. So it meant that the election judges were appointed by the Democratic county chairman. Then the next political party in receiving votes for governor got to appoint the alternate judge, the chairman of that party. Since that time, the political fortunes in Texas have made a major change, and the Republicans win most of the elections, at least the Republican candidate comes out ahead, and it's been a shift where most election judges are appointed by the Republican county chairman, and the Democratic county chairman appoints the alternate. And clerks are supposed to be even distributed among the two political parties. The election law that I have referred to is extremely plain on this. Ms. Patterson has a clarification from Secretary of State's office that was sent out just a few days ago that relates to some matters concerning this and some other things. So, back, I believe it was the July the 31st, the Commissioner's Court meeting, the list of election judges was approved. Mr. Ken Patterson was on that list. He's already been approved. And nobody but the Republican County Chairman has the legal right to name the Central County Station election judge. fully expect the Commissioner's Court to abide by the law. Thank you.
Any other public comment this morning? Item 2 is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Suspect we have you this early in the game, huh?
No.
Not this early.
There are no budget amendments, so we'll move to item D, which are accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: Auditor's Report, Treasurer's Monthly Report, Treasurer's Quarterly Report, Oaths, Deputations, and other certificates.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve recording those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mr. Smith.
I have 4 bids this morning. Properties. First property I have on my list, located in Commissioner Precinct 1, is Glenwood Acres lot, described as Phase 4, Lot 264. The appraisal district had it on valued at $5,000. We struck it off for $2,000, given bid for $300.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to reject that bid. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
The next one is an adjacent lot to that. It's Phase 4, Lot 206. The appraisal district has a value of $1,850. We struck it off for $1,500. I have a bid for $500.
Motion to accept that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to accept that bid. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
Additional lot adjacent to that one, Phase 4, Lot 265, located Precinct 1. I have a bid for $300. Appraisal district shows value of $1,850. We struck it off for $2,100.
Motion to reject that bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to reject that bid. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is rejected.
Next property I have, we show located in Precinct 4. It's on the corner of Warren and Bradford. It described as Lot 6B, Block 10 of the Means Addition. The appraisal district shows a value of $4,150. We struck it off for $971.42. Have a bid for $500.
Motion accept for $500.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept that bid. Those in favor?
Aye.
Don't show that stand.
This is one of the total, right?
No, it don't have a building on it. It's a lot.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Item four is to discuss and take action to proclaim October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I had a request from our local shelter, women's shelter, to do this.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to proclaim October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for filing the following named subdivision plats: Creekside, Country Creek Estates, and Serenity Estates.
Judge, I've got the plat here for Creekside. And all the necessary information to go along with it, and I make a motion that we accept the plats that we've been presented this morning.
Second. You got everything we need.
Okay, sir.
Those are the engineering reports.
That's the soil evaluation, the tax information, and the filing fee.
Okay.
And on all three of them?
No, sir, just on Creekside.
Just on, okay. Oh, that was Creekside.
Just on Creekside. And I've got three different plats here that Mr. Tompkins just wanted us to sign.
Okay. Do you have one for Serenity Estates yet?
No, sir. I don't have the Serenity, and I do not have the Country Creek Estates.
Let me have that piece of paper on top of there. Would you like the would you like the sewage inspection for Serenity now, or you want me to just keep it in the basket until we get to it?
Keep it in the basket.
Okay. Okay.
In that folder there, Lloyd? Mm-hmm. 11 to 14 in there. We need to sign 11 to 14.
The motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree, is to approve the filing of the Creekside subdivision plat. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Judge, the reason for the three copies here is this subdivision here is partly in the city. And the city's going to have some utilities out there, and Mr. Tompkins is going to present a copy to the city.
Okay.
The large one over there, when it's signed up, I'll take it back.
This one needs to sign here, too.
Yeah.
I guess the bit, those other ones, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Not today.
Have you got some plats there? Yeah. Which ones have you got?
The Serenity Estates and the Country Creek.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, we are. Philip.
So this is Country Creek and Serenity. I'll amend my motion to accept all three plats.
Okay.
As recorded on the agenda here.
Do we have I've got the engineering report or the sewage inspection for Serenity. Do you have the one for Creekside? Okay, good deal.
You got a tax certificate?
Yambury,
you want Do you think we should have to fill that out? I think we should, don't you? You do it. Had to pass the check around and sign.
Here's his, the sewage inspection. That's for Serenity.
This is Serenity. That's the information for Serenity.
We haven't done many of these that's in the ETJ of the city. So this is just to present to the city. We don't file that, right?
I think there's a copy for the city.
But doesn't the city have to file it before we, don't they have to accept it before we file it?
I'll call Jim Monday.
Okay.
Which one are you going to let us do, Lois?
When it's in the ETJ of the city, they have to approve it before we file it, is what I was saying. We have to approve it, but then we have to send it to them for approval before it's filed. But we hadn't done but one of them, and it's been a while, and I don't remember exactly. It's not? Okay. I thought you said it was.
Serenity Estates and the Country Creek Estates.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
You don't need to do anything in there? You need to sign anything in there?
No.
Do we have a second one?
We had one on Creekside, voted on that, but we need one for Country Creek and Serenity Estate.
Okay, I made my motion to accept all three as placed on the agenda. That's for Creekside, Country Creek Estates, and Serenity Estates.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree, to also approve Country Creek Estates and Serenity Estates subdivision plats for filing. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to accept the roads in Creekside Subdivision, Woodland Estates Subdivision, and Walnut Creek Estates Subdivision into the county road system for the 2-year waiting period.
Judge, I ask our road administrator about that. Are they okay?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we go ahead and start the 2-year waiting period on the roads in these three subdivisions.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve taking the roads in Woodland Estates, Walnut Creek Estates, and Country County into the county road system. Did I get them all? Walnut Creek. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to accept the roads in Hidden Creek Estates and Brookhaven Estates into the county maintenance system since they have completed the 2-year requirement that began on October the 16th, 2006.
And these also ask the road administrator to go out there and take a look at and let me know.
Yes, I do.
Are they okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and these were placed on the the list back on October the 16th of 2004, so as of tomorrow, they have met their two-year period. So I make a motion that we go ahead and accept these in the county inventory.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the roads in Hidden Creek Estates and Brookhaven Estates into county maintenance. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to approve the request by the First Assembly of God Church to place the gospel stage on the courthouse lawn during the Amboree.
Is that the one that's out there?
This is a ratification of a prior action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to make approval for that. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
We need to notify.
We'll notify 911 on those roads, so we'll make sure we get the good names for them.
County roads.
Okay.
You gonna do it?
I'll do it.
Item 9 is to discuss and take action to remedy the odor in the tax office building. Commissioner Ferguson has done a little work on this.
We've the employees have been smelling odor now for a good while. Nightly?
No, he's right here.
There he is. How long, Matt?
A couple months.
And maintenance, we have cleaned the inside coils and the outside coils. We've changed the filters. We've cleaned the drains good. We've gone as far as, what we can do. And some of the girls had sore throats. They were complaining and different things. And the odor is the worst. But I've called state agent after state agent, and I can't get any help from the state. So I contacted this ERI counseling consulting that removed the asbestos in the rock building. And this is just a estimate for them to come take samples and see if there is a bad mold or possibly what might be in there. I just don't know where it could be coming from, and it's, we have plywood floor up there.
Which is under carpet and wet surface.
And the air conditioned drain and the toilet, I think, stopped at one time or something and flooded the bathroom, which carpet is bad.
So you think that's the problem that's coming from upstairs?
James, I don't know. We've looked everywhere, and I've even got down the smell to the carpet. Of course, my sinuses, I can't.
This will be an assessment done by this consulting firm that will let us know if there's something up there that we've got to take care of right away.
Well, they test all areas, such as the duct work, removal of some carpet where it possibly has been wet.
No, they won't do that. They will come in and take air samples.
Judge. Air samples? Well, it says swabs.
Yeah, they'll take some swabs.
Yeah.
That's what we were afraid of.
End up county wide.
I got black mold in my seat.
No, you.
Air samples and swab samples. So.
We've gone as far, unless we go to tearing up floor, but still, none of us are qualified to determine what anything is. And here it is. I suggest we go ahead and pull the samples to see.
ERI.
But now I have another company that's going to give us another price too, if we decide to do this.
Yeah, we looked into cleaning the duct, the air conditioner ducts, to see maybe what might be where the problem is at.
Well, James, how are you going to mow?
Well, I'm going to do, but they're going to test that was my question. Are they going to test like the air conditioner ducts and all that?
Well, I don't know how to test those.
If they take the vents off and run. And I'm assuming that probably when they say swab, they'll probably go up in there.
That's what I would.
Yeah.
And then they go outside and they take an air sample to compare the mold and different things to be inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we got a problem, then we've got to start someplace.
You know,
Right. And they're both from Tyler. Both of them. I can't think of the name of the other.
Yeah, but the lights are black and all. We got to make sure there's not any down there. Bottom line. I didn't say it publicly, but I'd rather not. But I will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got it.
I mean, if we, it's not on the agenda to replace the bathroom floor, but if we go in and tear the floor up and replace it and it's still there, I mean, we're right where we
are. Right. And I mean, even if we hire some of those cleaning services to come in and that water and restoration, you know, we're still obligated to make sure that there's nothing in there that's harmful. So we've got it's right. Yeah. I don't see any.
I just don't see any odor. Odor is in presence.
Well,
they say it's going to take about 2 hours to do this.
About three hours.
So do we need to take action to have you get another bid, or do we just need to get another bid and have it done? I mean, it's not something that would necessarily require action. It's just a maintenance issue.
It's a maintenance issue. I think Commissioner Ferguson just wanted the court to know what he was doing, and then we could take action to approve it at whichever bid was lowest.
Okay. I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson, to have the tax building assessed for mold at the lowest bid rate. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is to discuss and take action to distribute the Upshur County available school funds.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell, to distribute the school funds as proposed by the treasurer. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, do you have an extra copy?
I'll
get you a copy later if you need one.
Item 11 is to discuss and take action to establish Upshur County Clerk's Office as a central counting station location for the November 2008 general election.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell, to name the Upshur County Clerk's Office as a central counting station for the general election. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Is that the... That doesn't make any difference which end.
It's the whole office.
The whole office, okay.
Now, Ms. LeGrone, regarding item 12C,
what's your understanding of the...
There's an email that I got from Melinda Nichols that can appoint me as the Central County Station Manager. Mr. Dodson will be the tabulation supervisor. My suggestion was Kristen Culberson, but I have another Republican that is familiar with the Central County Station that could be the presiding judge. And she's also my election clerk.
May I ask what is the Central County Station Judge that was appointed back in I was the first.
Who took the liberty to change that judge then without referring to the...
I don't think nobody's taken the liberty to change it. Well, nothing's changed today.
Yeah. Take the liberty to put this on the agenda to have it changed.
Ms. LeGrone asked for it to be on the agenda this way.
Okay. May I ask why you asked to change the judge that the court appointed back on July 31st, for August 1st term?
Judge, the reason I asked for it to be put on the agenda is because Mr. Dodson is familiar with the tabulation. I'm familiar with Central County Station. And Ms. Culberson has worked at Central County Station before.
Judge, I'd like to bring to the court's attention that the judge that the party appointed and the court accepted back on July the 31st has worked in this capacity several times and has done an exceptionally well job, good job on performing his duties in there. Once again, I would like to know why it was suggested that he be replaced without the court being aware of this and without the appropriate appointing authority being made aware of it.
Judge, I did make the court aware. That's what we're here for today. If they want...
Prior to this being on the agenda, why was it even...
I'm not going to argue with Mr. Crittington.
This is not an argument, Judge. This is one. This is a question. It should not have ever...
My question is, do you know if there's something in the law that... I mean, was there some reason, according to the law, for the change or?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And he can be, because there's going to be plenty of poll watchers in there. So, I mean, I'm not worried about what's going to happen in there.
Okay.
And neither should they.
Okay. I don't believe item 12C will require any action. Item 12A is to discuss and take action to name the following. Peggy LeGrone is the Central County Station Manager.
Judge, who's usually Central County Station manager in there? I mean, is it always the county clerk or the elections administrator?
I can't remember.
Do you remember, Lloyd? Buddy?
I would think that the clerk is in charge of that. So, I don't know that we ever took action on it in the past.
My history was always in relation to the...
I think that it was just their authority to...
My knowledge is always been the elections clerk.
Okay.
We don't have an election clerk.
So this is nothing out of the norm. This is the procedure that's typically is followed for SOS.
So,
are we going to take this item by item, Judge?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we appoint our county clerk as county station manager.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to name Peggy LeGrone as the Central County Station Manager. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item B is to name Greg Dodson as the tabulation supervisor.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to name Greg Dodson as the tabulation supervisor. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 13 is to discuss and take action to open the Upshur County Courthouse from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. effective tomorrow for county clerk extended hours. The county clerk would like to extend her office hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Is it tomorrow a county holiday?
Yeah, it really won't.
Take effect till
Work until next Monday.
So why are we going to make it effective on a date that we're scheduled to be closed?
Yeah. Just might as well do it Monday.
We make a motion to do it.
Well, it's on the agenda. It's on the 16th. So that would be fine. If you just made it.
It's on there to be discussed, and I think discussion has it that it's legally the courthouse is to be closed on the 16th.
I don't think it matters. However the motion's worded.
Well, I agree. It doesn't matter. So why don't we go ahead? The courthouse is scheduled to be closed on the 16th and 17th. That's what the public knows. I see no reason for the office to be open when it's already been published in the paper that the courthouse is going to be closed on the 16th and 17th. We know there's not going to be any business up here because of the ambreeds going around on the square. So I'll make the motion that we make it effective.
She didn't. I don't think she intended to open the courthouse tomorrow.
No. Well, why would it be on here as the 16th?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's we might as well make it start Monday.
My motion is to make it effective October the 20th.
It's irrelevant how we word it is to Thursday and Friday of this week. So start it for the week where it'll take effect actually, which will be Monday the 20th.
I'm not gonna.
It's okay. Is there?
I'm gonna have a holiday like everybody else. Until further notice. We're having a lot of, may I speak, Judge?
Yes.
We're having a lot of activity in the county clerk's office. Somebody out there is making some money. We have lots of leasing in the county clerk's office. And that is bringing revenue into the county. And this is extended for,
we can't tell the true reason.
Most of their benefit.
I think we should.
We have been asked by several companies to extend it to the work in this county park. And somebody in this county is making money.
It's also the county clerk needs to be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in order to have early voting available. For an extended period of time. Rather than just 1 week.
Early voting doesn't end until Friday, October 31st. Of course, we've got the election.
Is there a second to Commissioner Crittenden's motion?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the courthouse being open beginning October the 20th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 14 is to discuss and take action to name replacements to fill the vacancies for election judges and alternate judges who cannot serve in the November 4th general election. And Ms. Patterson provided a list of three replacements to me yesterday. And those just need to be approved and put into the record.
I'd like to fill all the vacancies that we've got on both the election judge and the alternate side judge and the alternate judges judge.
I do not know. These actually aren't vacancies.
Thank you, Judge. They are.
This is not under the vacancy statute. This is under those that cannot serve.
Will this fill all the positions of those who cannot serve on alternate judges?
Not
well
that
as
I am aware of on the alternate judges.
It fixes all the ones that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of, yes.
Okay.
For both sides, or just the alternate judges?
That I am aware of. For all of them, that I am aware of.
It will be, it's the ones that, through the list that you submitted on July the 31st, those ones that were appointed, except for box, is it 11 or 12 that's, the box, either is it Ewell?
11 is the
Yeah. It'll be the ones that were appointed by the court back in during that July term. Those will be the election judges, except for the three that you've replaced today, that you've supplemented the list with today.
You have a chairman and vice chairman, a president, vice president, governor, and lieutenant governor. When the chief vacates or can't serve, does the vice not step up? Isn't that why we have an alternate, is to serve when the chairman's not there?
The Secretary of State says that until last night at midnight, which is the 20th day prior to the election, that either party has the right to supplement their lists. And so those lists can be supplemented up until last night. And then after that point, 20 days, as we get 20 days or closer to the election, then it falls under... If there's a section 32, it's the first section in that chapter, then the alternate would serve. However, the Secretary of State still has some concerns about that too. And if we have some people between now and the election, then I'm going to talk to them for further clarification. But I believe the way the statute's written is that after the time for supplementing the list is over, then the alternate takes over if the election judge can't serve.
Well, clearly on election day, if something happens, the alternate can serve.
Did we?
So, Judge, it was box 2, box 7, and box 10, if I'm not mistaken, that we had to...
Did we vote?
No.
Change our judges in. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Melinda Nolte is the one that's been appointed in the place of Robert Osborne in 2. In
yes.
7, for the record, it was Mr. Eddie Shaw.
No, that's 7, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Eddie Shaw for 7 is taking the place of Mr. Blanton Dawson. And then... Precinct 10. Charlie Palazzo is taking the place of Miss Angie Joseph. Other than that, that will be the only thing on our judges that was entered into the record on July 31st for the presiding judges in each box. Nolte.
Is there a motion on this item?
My motion is to accept the names that were presented this morning to fill what's on the agenda here, to fill the vacancies for the election judges. And I'm assuming there was no other names that was entered for the alternate judges. I don't see Mr. Jim Idling here, so...
Is there a second?
They're not vacancies. Reword that.
Well, I'm
not
just
able
reading
to serve.
What it says on the agenda here. You will.
I mean, I will, but we need to clarify. They're not vacancies. They're not able to serve. I think I don't know how what it matters, but.
Okay. I'll rescind my motion to the fact that to accept the three names that was presented this morning to fill the to serve where the originally appointed judge cannot serve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree, to approve the supplemented list of election judges and to appoint them in the designated election precincts. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Second, Judge.
You're going to get that.